The gifts with reservation rules were introduced in the 1986 Finance Act as an anti-avoidance measure to prevent a donor from giving away an asset but continuing to derive some benefit from it after the gift had taken place. The rule is designed to prevent a donor from making a gift and hoping to survive 7 years so the pet would be exempt. In the meantime, the donor could still have full enjoyment of the asset that he has given away. If an individual gives away an asset but continues to be able to benefit from that asset, the transfer is called a gift with reservation of benefit. The effect of a gift with reservation is to treat the asset as still forming part of the donor's estate at the date of death, i.e., we pretend that the donor still owns the asset at his death. These anti-avoidance rules are contained at Section 102 of the 1986 Finance Act. Probably the most common example of a gift with reservation is where a donor gives away a house but continues to occupy the property. Assume that a donor gives away his house to his daughter when it is worth £300,000. This is a potentially exempt transfer and will become completely exempt if the donor survives 7 years. The donor continues to occupy the property after he has given it away. This is a typical gift with reservation situation, and the anti-avoidance rules will apply. Let us assume that the donor continues to live in the property until the date of his death. The effect of the rules is to treat the house as still being in the death estate of the donor. Therefore, the market value of the house at the date of death will be charged to inheritance tax in the normal way. The gift with reservation rules will not apply in a couple of situations. First of all, if the donor continues to use an asset after he has given it away, but the donor pays a full market rent to the donee for the use of the asset, the gift with reservation provisions do not apply. The revenue have stated that the rent should be a full commercial rent, i.e., a rent that would be charged to an unconnected third party, and that the rent paid should be reviewed at appropriate intervals to reflect market changes. There are, however, a couple of problems with this arrangement. First and foremost, the payment of rent to the donee for the use of the asset will give rise to an income tax charge in the hands of the donee. Secondly, it can be difficult to persuade a client to pay a market rent to the donee for the use of a property which he still regards as his own. The gift with reservation rules do not apply where the donor is virtually excluded from benefiting from the asset given away. There are certain situations where the donor may retain a limited benefit in the asset he has given away without triggering a charge. The revenue has confirmed that where the benefit to the donor is insignificant in relation to the gifted property, a gift with reservation will not arise. The revenue has published an interpretation as to how they would apply this de minimis rule. The revenue's practice in this area is stated in an Inland Revenue Bulletin from November 1993. The interpretation contains examples of where the benefit would be regarded as insignificant in relation to the gifted property, and as such, the gift with reservation rules would not be applied. In particular, the interpretation looks at situations where a house is given by a donor to a donee, and the donor can have some access to the house without triggering the provisions. For example, if a donor gives a house to a donee, and the donor stays with the donee for less than 1 month a year, in the revenue's opinion, no gift with reservation applies. Similarly, if the donor stays in the house in the absence of the donee for less than 2 weeks a year, once again, this would not trigger a gift with reservation. If a donor gives a house to a donee and either visits the house for domestic reasons or for some short-term purpose, the donor is not treated as having made a gift with reservation of benefit. In this context, domestic reasons would include babysitting for the donee's children. A temporary short-term purpose may cover examples of where the donor is staying with the donee, either because his house is being redecorated or repaired, or where the donee is looking after the donor, or vice versa, after medical treatment. The revenues bulletin also identifies other situations which would not give rise to a gift with reservation. For example, a donor can give a car to a donee and accept occasional lifts from the donee. Occasional, in this context, means less than 3 times a month. As you will appreciate, the revenue obviously has difficulties in policing and enforcing this interpretation. It is therefore up to the taxpayer's conscience whether he discloses to the revenue that on giving, for example, a house to a donee, he has stayed with the donee for more than the permitted 2 weeks or 1 month per year. A more important rule to be aware of with regard to gifts with reservation of benefit is the possibility of an imposition of a double charge to tax. A double charge will arise in a few situations. The most common instance of a double charge is when the original gift becomes a chargeable transfer, i.e., a donor gives a house to a donee, thereby making a pet, and the donor dies within 7 years. If the donor is still occupying the property at the date of death, the donor has a reservation of benefit. Therefore, as well as the pet becoming chargeable at the date of death, the house is still treated as forming part of the donor's death estate for IHT purposes. By way of an example, assume a donor gives a house to a donee and continues to occupy the house. The donor has therefore made a gift with reservation. If the donor dies within 7 years of the gift, the pet becomes a chargeable transfer, and tax on the pet is payable by the donee. However, if the donor is still occupying the property at the date of death, the house is still treated as forming part of the donor's death estate. If the revenue tax both the pet and the house in the death estate, two charges to inheritance tax have arisen on the same transfer. The next thing to consider is the effect of the double charge. To prevent two charges being levied on the same transfer, double charges relief is available. The double charges regulations are contained in a statutory instrument from 1987. Having identified a double charge, the revenue will prepare two inheritance tax computations. The revenue will calculate tax on the pet, ignoring the gift with reservation. Alternatively, the revenue will treat the asset as still forming part of the donor's death estate and ignore the fact that a pet was made in the previous 7 years. Having prepared two IHT computations, the revenue will use whichever gives the most tax. In most circumstances, taxing the house in the death estate and ignoring the pet will produce a higher tax charge for a couple of reasons. First of all, assets such as houses usually increase in value, so the amount charged in the death estate is higher than the amount of the pet. Secondly, the value of a pet might be reduced by annual exemptions, etc., and the tax on the pet could be further reduced by taper relief. This is not a hard and fast rule, and factors such as the donor's cumulative total will also need to be taken into consideration. Another way for the donor to avoid a gift with reservation of benefit is for the donor to release the reservation before he dies. An asset is only treated as forming part of the donor's death estate if the donor has retained a benefit at the date of death. Therefore, if the donor releases his benefit, i.e. the donor moves out of the house, there is no charge in the death estate. However, in order to avoid deathbed releases of benefits to prevent an IHT charge, the revenue treat the release of a gift with reservation as being a potentially exempt transfer at the date of release. The pet is the value of the asset at the date the donor releases his benefit. The revenue has stated that no annual exemptions are available to reduce the value of this deemed pet. The release of a reservation could be another situation when a double charge to inheritance tax may arise, and this is illustrated on the next page. Assume that a donor has a house, which in 2005 is valued at £200,000. The donor gives the house to a donee, but after the gift he continues to occupy the house. He has therefore made a pet, and also a gift with reservation of benefit. In 2008, when the house is worth £300,000, the donor moves out of the property. At this date, the donor is treated as having made another pet, this time of £300,000. Assume the donor dies within the next year. Two things will happen here. First, the original pet in 2005, i.e. £200,000 less available annual exemptions, becomes a chargeable transfer. Second, the pet in 2008, i.e. £300,000, on release of the reservation, also becomes chargeable to inheritance tax. Once again, there is the possibility of there being two charges to inheritance tax on one transfer, and double charges relief will apply. Again, the revenue will prepare two computations. The first taxes the original pet, ignoring the pet on the release of the reservation. The second computation taxes the pet on the release of the reservation, whilst ignoring the original gift. the revenue will take whichever produces the higher liability. In most circumstances, this will be the pet on the release of the reservation. This is because the later pet will usually be higher in value as prices naturally increase over time, but also because more taper relief is available on earlier transfers than later transfers. Again, the donor's cumulative total would need to be taken into consideration.